In his latest film, Farewell, My Queen, Benoît Jacquot imagines the scene at Versailles in the last few days before July 17, 1789, as mobs stormed the Bastille and made their way to the palace, while Marie Antoinette and her court attempted to preserve some semblance of their cosseted life amid a growing sense of panic. The film is also a psychological drama dealing with frustrated desire in which a devoted servant finds herself completely at the mercy of her queen. Farewell, My Queen opens today at the Lincoln Plaza and Angelica Film Center, and I'm very pleased to welcome Benoît Jacquot and Diane Kruger, who plays Marie Antoinette, to our show today. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Diane, in an earlier film, you played Helen of Troy, and now it's Marie Antoinette. Are you being typecast as doomed queens?
Oh, royalty, I guess, yes. I feel like I've had my fair share of royalty, but Marie Antoinette is a more complex character to tackle or try to tackle than...
Well, the film is told entirely through the eyes of a reader for the Queen, played by Léa Seydoux, who craves for her attention. But your character has eyes only for the Duchess of Polignac, played by Virginie Ledoyen. Do we know whether that actually happened historically?
Yes, Gabrielle de Polignac was Marie Antoinette's closest friend. They met at a masked ball in Paris. So Gabrielle actually didn't know she was meeting the queen, and they had an instant attraction for each other. And then Marie Antoinette brought her entire family to Versailles and gave them all titles. And, they were very attracted to each other. Whether or not they were actually lesbians remains unknown, but it was definitely love, whether or not it was.
But Benoît, there were rumors that Marie Antoinette was perhaps a lesbian, and there were even pamphlets
lesbian,
that were published.
I don't know. Lesbian, I don't know if that word existed at that mm-hmm. time, lesbian.
No, I don't think it did.
No. I don't think so. But, Marie Antoinette, she was very, very alone in Versailles. Her husband, the king, was always doing something else than be, you know...
He barely makes an appearance in the film.
Yes, but especially he didn't... worry at all about Marie
yeah,
Antoinette.
He wasn't a very good husband.
Not a good husband. So she was alone. So it's like at school, you know, she had some girlfriends who she was very much in love with. And maybe they slept together. I don't know. Nobody knows.
The script, which you co-wrote with Gilles Thorin, is based on a novel by historian Chantal Thomas. How much of the story is historically accurate? Do we know that the things that are in your film
but those
actually
days,
happened? Obviously not those words.
No,
but.
Those days were the days, the historical days, you know, those 4 days. It was like that in Versailles. But, for example, the reader, Sidonie, she didn't exist. That's an invention. Mm-hmm. But the Queen Marie Antoinette, she existed, as far as I know.
And her friendship with Gabrielle was authentic.
Yes, and Gabrielle, too.
Do we know whether Marie Antoinette had a serious interest in literature?
I don't think she had a serious interest in literature at all. I think she was quite bored with reading. In fact, that was one of the great griefs of her mother, Marie Therese. As a young girl, Marie Therese believed very much that a young lady should be well-read and play instruments and all sorts of things. And Marie Antoinette actually was known to not wanting to do any of that. She wanted to play with her brothers and sisters outside and love the outdoors. And I think that's why she employed readers, because she was trying really hard, but it just didn't.
She organized games mm-hmm. among the other people at Versailles, where all the nobility were forced to live, weren't they? Louis XIV built Versailles to keep control of the French nobility?
They had to be here, the French nobility, at least once or twice a year, just to see to be seen by the queen and the king.
Now, do you know if the queen was completely fluent in French? She was Austrian. You're from Germany. Did being German-born give you insights into playing an Austrian queen of France?
Well, back then it was the Prussian Empire, so it actually was considered Germany. But she did not speak a word of French when she first arrived in Versailles at the age of 15, which is something that, bizarrely, I could relate to, because I arrived in France around the same time in my life, and I didn't speak any French. So I think the sense of coming to Versailles and not understanding the language, and as beautiful as Versailles is, it is a very cold place and a little overwhelming. So I got that sense of her. I felt like that was something I could relate to and sort of grasp onto while trying to portray her.
What is the name of your mother?
My mother's name is Marie-Thérèse.
The same.
Yes, named after Marie Antoinette's mother.
And now what day did you born?
July 15th.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Ah, so you were almost born to be cast in this role.
I kind of was. I felt like that anyways.
Now, you speak English perfectly, yes. Almost without an accent. Did you speak English when you arrived in France?
I did, yes. I studied English in school.
Now, but I imagine that coming from Germany helped you with the accent for Marie
yes.
Antoinette.
Very much so. And in fact, this French is 18th century French, which is very different than what is spoken today. It was very tedious work for me to try and learn those lines. It's very difficult for me because I never studied French in school, so I taught myself how to read, but it is such a different way of speaking that it was an extra.
And would French moviegoers be aware of the fact that this is really 18th century French? Is it?
No, I don't think so. No, because I tried to it's a kind of 18th century language, but I tried to with the actresses to do as if it was now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's for me it was very important.
Which was the difficulty, right? To try and learn those lines and make them somewhat modern. It is a very formal way of speaking, but we're trying to really, you know, give it speed.
Naturalize that language.
I've read that your preparations for your roles can be intense, that you lived for 3 weeks in a mental hospital to research your role in Frankie about a model who was grappling with depression. How did you prepare for the role of Marie Antoinette? Look at the guillotine every so often?
No, it's a difficult, a very scary task to try and portray a historical figure. I've learned out of experience from Helen of Troy that it is... You always set yourself up a little bit for failure because everybody has an opinion about her, what she should have looked like, and then why would they cast her in a part like that? So I there have been many films about her, and so what could I bring to the table that would make her different? And the reason I wanted to make this particular film is that it's actually, it's not a movie or a political comment about Marie Antoinette in those days. It is a very intimate look inside her chambers, her personal chambers, what could have gone on behind closed doors. And then it was more about the woman rather than the queen.
Well, there was a film made not all that long ago about Marie Antoinette, but made for American audiences. Would French audiences have a very different sense of the story? Are they still interested in what happened in the days before before Louis and Marie were arrested and then beheaded?
Well, I think so, because it was quite a success in France when it was released. So there is a public which is interested by those events.
Well, you're releasing it here the day before Bastille Day.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That wasn't just a coincidence, was it?
No, I don't think so.
Now, Diane said that Versailles can be very cold. You shot the film in Versailles.
Yes, most of it. Yes.
Can you just get permission to? If I want to shoot
a
movie in Versailles, can I get
paid.
Permission?
We paid, and it was very expensive. But
it was the real thing. Could you have
wanted to shoot the main scenes. You know, La Galerie des Glaces. You can't shoot it anywhere else. It's impossible.
Well, you could probably build a couple of sets that would suggest the grandiosity of the building, but you couldn't show all the hallways and all the other things.
No, we shot the places we couldn't find anywhere else where to shoot them.
You also made it a point to to reveal that there were a lot of mosquitoes and there were rodents, rodent infestation. Is that still a problem there?
No. No. Well, we didn't have mosquitoes.
But people were dirty, and you never really see that. And people think that the nobles were so prim and proper. Meanwhile, they were, you know, urinating behind curtains and having servants clean it up. So it really didn't smell very good.
My guests are Diane Kruger, who plays Marie Antoinette in a new film called Farewell, My Queen, directed by Benoît Jacquot. They're both here. The film also stars Virginie Ledoyen, the wonderful Virginie Ledoyen, and also Léa
Seydoux,
who plays the Queen's reader, which is the only, pretty much the only ahistorical thing in this film.
Right.
She was an invention of the novelist that the film is based on. What got you interested in this material?
I was interested to make a film in a very unique place, Versailles, and in the few days, you know, only few days, three nights and 4 days. And all those days and in that place with the only point of view of that girl, the reader, who is linked by a kind of love to her queen, Marie Antoinette.
She always leaves the room backwards, backing out, because that's, I guess, what you do if you are a commoner and you have just spent some time with the queen. Chantal Thomas has written that the view of Marie Antoinette as frivolous and extravagant represents a misogynist demonization of women's power. But you kind of suggest that Marie Antoinette was rather frivolous.
Well, I think she probably had all sides to her. You know, the in this movie, she is borderline schizophrenic. And that was all the difficulty of trying to show all those sides. We the first time we see her, she's this frivolous, capricious young woman. And what is so great about Benoît's script is that you really see her journey from being this young, frivolous woman and finally becoming a queen and taking her responsibilities, even though it's too late. But that journey is quite extraordinary, especially since we don't see her all the time. The movie's about her, but we only get glimpses of her in reaction to what was going on in Paris. And so, you know, no scene is the same as the one before. It's very extreme in the range of emotions.
And Benoît, you've said that she's often perceived as a saint or a whore, but in your mind, she's a bit of both.
A bit what?
A bit of both. Les deux. Elle est un peu les deux.
Les deux quoi?
Pute et sainte.
Ah, pute et sainte, c'est ça? Ah ouais? Yes, but like any woman.
Excuse me.
Write your letters to Benoît Jacquot, spelled J-A-C-Q-U-O-T, not to me. Did the revolutionaries really publish a pamphlet listing the 286 people who needed to be beheaded?
Yes.
That's what throws this whole community at Versailles into a total panic.
In a kind of panic, yes, because they know they are going to be killed.
Yes.
If the people is coming to Versailles.
You've said that to make the film, you had to betray the book. Can you explain how that works?
Well, it's easy. You know, it's not the same thing to write a book and to read it than to make a film and to see it. It's not the same thing at all. So you can use a book, but it can't be literally the book.
Mm-hmm. In fact, some of the best film adaptations of books have kind of thrown out the book and then just use the spirit of the book.
Yes.
Godard's Contempt is
Godard's
a perfect example.
Of course, Godard is a radical example.
You know, the author, Chantal Thomas, actually is in the film, and she was on set quite a bit. So that was quite nice to be able to...
No, she did like to be betrayed, yes.
She liked being betrayed.
Yes. She liked it very much.
I've read that you decided to make movies when you were just 13.
Mm-hmm.
How much after that did your film career begin?
How much what?
You wanted to make films when you were 13, but did you have to wait long?
I was 13 when the new wave appeared, you know. So I was very impressed by Godard, Chabrol, Truffaut, when I was very, very young, and I wanted to be to do the same thing than them.
And they created a wonderfully French style of cinema, but at the same time very influenced by Hollywood.
Yes, of
you
course.
Too.
Yes, very much, very much. Without Hollywood films, I shouldn't be a director, I think.
Diane, you began your professional career as a model, but had you always wanted to be an actress?
Well, I come from ballet. So as a child, I did 13 years of ballet. So I was performing on stage at a young age, and I learned very young on that I could express emotion through my body movement or music. And modeling sort of, someone saw me and said, "Oh, do you want to come to Paris and pose for pictures?" And that was, yeah, sure, why not? I didn't know that you could even become an actress. I thought you had to be born into a famous family or live in the city. And, you know, I'm from a very small rural village in Germany. So once I was in Paris, I met artists, I met actors, and I decided to quit modeling and I went to school in Paris.
The Hollywood star Charlize Theron was also a ballet dancer, and she had to quit because she was 6'1", and they couldn't find men who could pick her up.
Yes,
and that's how she wound up becoming a film star.
Well, yeah.
But in your case, that wasn't the big problem. Luc Besson, the filmmaker, is the one who convinced you to come to Paris to make films.
No, I was in Paris already, and he had seen a picture of me in a magazine and called me in for casting for, what's that movie he did with Mila Jovovich?
The one about the assassin?
Yeah. That's terrible of me. I forget his name. But anyway, so...
Nikita?
No, it was Mila Jovovich. Anyways.
Shandak?
No, before.
Does it matter?
Does it matter? No.
When he comes on the show, we'll talk
exactly.
About it.
Exactly. So he auditioned me. I didn't really speak French, and I really didn't know what he was expecting of me because I couldn't understand him. But he made me cry in the audition because he was telling me this really sad story. And I was really distracted that this grown man, you know, I was 17, would call me in and tell me such a horrible story. So he said, you know, you should really be an actress and not be a model. And I was like, sure thing. And then years later, when I decided I was going to do this, he actually hired me for my first job. So.
Benoit, this is the first time you shot in digital video, and yet it looks like film.
Yes,
because I mean, you're shooting a very sumptuous...
Nobody now is going to shoot anymore in film, you know, it's finished.
And that allowed you also to use a handheld
camera. And
I don't
regret anything.
But for years you held out because you thought that film was better?
Yes, till now. But the technique is
evolved.
Yes.
Well, the film actually taught me a lot about things that I thought I already knew about, and I found it fascinating and wonderful performances by all of its stars, Léa Seydoux, Virginie Ledoyen, and, of course, Diane Kruger as Marie Antoinette. The film, Farewell, My Queen, is being released in New York today on the eve of Bastille Day. And I thank you, Diane, and Benoit Jacquot, the director of the film, for being on our show. It opens at the Lincoln Plaza and the Angelica Film Center.
Thank you.
Thank you.